High-crush Proppants released 10 million gallons of water used to wash frac sand last month in order to rescue a trapped worker. The water flooded down a valley, entered a creek, and eventually the Trempealeau River. DNR testing showed high levels of aluminum, arsenic, lead, and copper in the water leaving the site. But after reviewing test results, UW-Milwaukee professor Tim Grundle says those same concentrations weren't present downstream in the Trempealeau River.
If you look at what came out at the source of the spill and what entered the Trempealeau River, for instance, large amounts of these solids looks like they've precipitated out and are on the bottom.
Grundle says it's possible that those sediments could still leach heavy metals into the creek and Trempealeau River. Hi-Crush says initial test results from the river meet surface water quality standards. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.